Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 6th, Thankful Thursday. I'd love to hear from you, things that the Lord is making you mindful of that are gifts that He has given to you. Call me, text me, send me some kind of message. I'd love to know and celebrate with you the Lord's gracious gifts. We're in Exodus 34 today. In fact, we're making our way toward the end of the book of Exodus. That's why we're doing a little review of the Ten Commandments. Today, we're reviewing the fourth commandment, which is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In Jen Wilkins' book, she talks about how we can practice Sabbath in broader and deeper ways. Instead of just like, don't do any work on this one particular day, she talks about how Jesus offers physical rest from suffering, so we can also offer rest from suffering for those God places in our path. For example, we can take a meal to someone who is sick, or we can watch the children of someone who is a single mom. We can tip generously those who are underpaid. She says, as Jesus offered spiritual rest for our souls, we can also offer rest for weary souls to those God places in our path. So I thought that was a good reminder for us today, yes, that we keep the Sabbath holy, that we honor the Lord, and that we remember that God has given us rhythms of work and rest. And also that we think about the spiritual rest and the rest from suffering that we can provide for others. Today in Exodus, we're in Exodus 34, verses 1 through 10, and verses 29 through 35. The Lord said to Moses, "Chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablet, which you broke. Be ready in the morning and then come up on Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one is to come with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks and herds may graze in front of the mountain." So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up on Mount Sinai early in the morning as the Lord had commanded him. And he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation." Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshiped. "Lord," he said, "if I have found favor in your eyes, then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin, and take us as your inheritance." Then the Lord said, "I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you." And then moving over to verse 29. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, He put a veil over his face, but whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord. 2 points I don't want us to miss. Here, the Lord reminds us of his name, which is his character. He is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love and faithfulness. And then the second thing I wanted to mention was how Moses' face was radiant because he had spoken to the Lord, and how my hope for us is when we experience God's mercy, his compassion, his never-ending love, and we commune with him, that his light and his radiance would be all over us as well. As we turn to the Psalms, we're in Psalm 26. I'm going to be reading verses 8 through 12. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. When we think about gratitude, we want to think about God's character, who He is. Verse 12 helps us with one of the characteristics of God, that with Him there is firm footing and security. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. As it says elsewhere in Scripture, the Lord is the one who helps keep our foot from slipping. In those moments where things are rocky, we return to God's presence. We return to His sanctuary. We focus in on who He is, and we ask the Lord to surround us with His people who love Him and can redirect our thoughts back to His character as compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Will you pray with me? Father, on this thankful Thursday, we lift our hearts in gratitude to you. I want to give you some space right now just to thank the Lord for a person in your life. Lord, perhaps this person is someone that we aspire to be like, or someone who has gone before us and is now in the great cloud of witnesses. Lord, we thank you for putting us in community, for reminding us of who you are through the light that shines in others. Take a moment to thank the Lord for a place. Lord, as David thanked you for the sanctuary, we also thank you for the body of Christ. And we thank you for Mountain Brook Baptist Church and all the physical buildings that you give us where we come together to worship you. Lord, we also thank you today for something. I'm thankful for Sabbath rest. Help us to be a people who give physical and spiritual rest to others. And Lord, we lift up our hearts to you, mindful of who you are. You are compassionate with us. You are gracious with us. You're so merciful to us. And we love you. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.